Hello, my name is Shamika.
Hi.
You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How can I help?
Is this a recording or I'm so
no,
sorry?
No, this is a person, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah, because it went from automated to, okay, I'm so sorry. I got confused. Yes, I know. I have a question about a potential COVID exposure at a business.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, great. I was at hair salon, and because I have autoimmune disease, I had requested that my haircut be done outside, and there's no washing or anything involved with the typical salon visit. And the next day I was informed by the manager that there's potential COVID exposure because an employee tested positive. But I wasn't able to confirm with her whether I was in close contact with the employee who tested positive. She said she's not allowed to tell me. And that sounds kind of off to me because I was only within the 6 feet distance with one person only, and that's the stylist outside. I wasn't interacting with anybody else inside. So I was trying to figure out whether I can ask her whether I was in close contact with the employee who says a positive or not.
Okay, so I'm not understanding. What's your question?
My question is, am I allowed to ask her whether I was in close contact with the person who tested positive, because she wasn't telling me whether I was in close contact, whether my stylist was positive or not. She just said, out of an abundance of caution, an employee tested positive at our salon, and we're informing all of our guests and all of our employees that that there's one positive case in their entire salon. But there's no specifics whether I was in close contact with that person or not.
Okay, so, yeah, you probably have to ask her, or you'll probably just have to go get tested to make sure that you don't have it. Because this is just the Department of Hotline. All we do is just provide phone numbers to you for the COVID hotline to get the appointment for the vaccine, and we provide testing sites, and we provide a website. So you'll probably have to ask her, or you just have to go get tested to make sure you don't have it.
Okay. I was just wondering about the legality of it, I guess, because when I asked her, she said, well, I'm not allowed to tell you, but the CDC website and the ADPH website determines close contact to somebody who was within 6 feet of you for 15 minutes.
And yeah, did you try going on that website?
Which website? The ADPH website? Yes, and CDC website, yeah.
So you already went on the website. Did it give you any information?
Well, it did. The six feet close contact, yes, that's how contact tracing is, that somebody has been exposed and it's been within 6 feet, within 15 minutes. But what she was telling me was that one employee tested positive, and she's informing all of the guests and all of the employees that one person tested positive, but I had no way of knowing whether that one person was even close to me or not.
But yeah, that website, that's the accurate information. If you were 6 feet or whatever the website said, if you followed those rules and protocol, then you okay. Then it's you okay.
Then I can't ask her. Okay. Okay, because she wasn't like she was claiming that they can't answer.
Yeah, if she said that, then you probably don't want to answer. So just go by that website information.
Okay.
If it says that and you was following that, then you good. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll just tell her that I got the website and everything. Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope I was able to help. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.